Bishus, and Reina Rav Shlita. Gemara says in Pesachim, Daf Hei Yom Beis, famous Rosha, Shelchoi Atoroye, Aval Atoroye Shelechem Shel Gevoye. It says in the Pesach, Beloi Yireh Lecho Chomets. So the Gemara dashens that the Issa of having Chomets, of owning Chomets on Pesach, is only on Shelcho, on your Chomets. Aval Yatoroye, Shelchoi Atoroye, not allowed to have your Chomets, אבל התורה של אחרים היא של גבויה. רשי says, what's פשוט של אחרים? Says רשי, של אחרים, כגוין נוכרי. חומץ of a goy. So we'll soon see if this is דווקא, if we're coming to be ממאי, דווקא חומץ of another, of a goy, that you're not over. Rashi says, כגוין נוכרי. And shel gevoya means if chometz which you were makdish the better kabayis, you're not over on that chometz. Someone was makdish as chometz before Pesach, he can keep it in his house and doesn't have to get rid of it because it's not shelcha. So we have two miyutim, a miyut. We mamay two things, shel achayrim v'shel gevoya. So Tosfos asks the kasher over here in Daf Hei, by chala, there's a din that dough which belongs to a goy, or a dough which belongs to Hekdish, is potter from challah. You can eat this dough even if you were makdish challah. Because it says arisay seichem. And the Gemara Menachah says you need two droshes, two arisay seichem. One to be memayet, an isa of a goy, and one to be memayet, an isa of Hekdish. So Tosfos asks, why is it over there that you need two separate miyutim? One to be memayet, the Isa of a Nochri, of a Goy, and one to be Mamayat in Isa of Hekdish, and over here it's just one meat. L'cho, Shechoy Atoroya, Avotoroya Shalachem Shal Gevoya. Tosfos leaves it with a Kasha. So the Shagas Aryan, Simon Pei Gimel answers, Poshita Teretz, by Isa, you're not only just chayv on your own dough, on another yeast dough, you're also Zechiv Chal, you can't eat from a dough which is even if it doesn't belong to you. There's no din shalachem by the chiyuv to be makdish challah. So memela, it's not being memaya, it's a general din, only on your isa, your chayav take challah. Because the din is you chayav to take challah, even from someone else's dough. You have to be a shviach to be able to be makdish, but you're not allowed to eat it. So memela, the miut of hekdish and the miut of a goy are two separate miutim, so you need two psukim. Masha'in case is the Shagasariya, the miut, that you know Oivon Chometz shall Nochri Vishel Ak Vishel Hekdish. It's one din. You're only Oivon your own Chometz. You only own the Chometz. If it's your Chometz, if you own the Chometz, if it's your Chometz, then you're Oivon. Anything else than your own Chometz, you're not Oivon. So maybe you only need one miut. Shalchah Yataraya, maybe we might everything. Because the din is, says the Shagasai, you're only over on your own chometz. So you only need one miut, one limut. You're only over, bal yirah, if you own the chometz. You can be mayat, hekdish, goy, you don't own the chometz. So according to this Shagasai, it comes out that not only are you not over bal yirah on chometz of a goy, or chometz of hekdish, another yid chometz you're also not over. Because that's what the Shagasai is saying. You're only over bal yirah and bal yimotza on your own chometz. Rashi says, Shalachayim, Kedoy Nochri. So, the Shagasai is learning, Kedoy Nochri is just an example. Where do you have Chomets on Pesach? You don't have Chomets, Kedoy Nochri. But, who had in? Another eats Chomets, you're not over. However, yeah. But we're going to see that many others learn, not like that, and kedoyin doesn't have to mean just an example and toward in other things. Because the Pnei Yeshua, as I was about to mention, the Pnei Yeshua, over here in Daf Hei, Msochim, says that no, on another Yid Chometz, you're over Baal Yeroa, Baal Yimotza. There's no halacha that you have to be your Chometz to be over Baal Yeroa, Baal Yimotza. If it's chometz of another yid, there is a chiyuv to be mevayrid because you're over bal yirah bal yimotze. And Rashi who says kegoy nochri says the Pnei Yeshua is kegoy nochri is not just the kegoy. It's this is the case of shalachayim. Shalachis as the Pnei Yeshua. And he brings this down also, B'shem the Toyot Chaim, early Achran, who says that you are over Bal Yugoa, even if it's not your chametz, and another Yid's chametz, and that's what the Gemara's Memaya, Shalchoya, Tzoroya, Batoroy, Shalachayim, is Dafka Goy. Chay means a Goy's chametz. And if it's not a Goy's, and if it's not a Goy's chametz, it's another Jew's chametz, you'll be over. Oh, and Hefka would also be a Nafka Minna. Right, the Pnei Yeshua says, I think he says about Hefka as well, but Rav Chaim definitely speaks out according to that, you'll be chayv also on chametz shel Hefka. Yeah, chametz shel Hefka, because there's no halacha, you have to own your chametz to be over according to this Pnei Yeshua. And the emphasis, the Mishnah Berurah brings this down as a machlekes achrenim. There is a halacha, a foolish halacha, in Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Tov Mem Gimel, Yisrael shehayu b'yad chemtzi shel Yisrael, Siv Gebeis, Yisrael shehayu b'yad chemtzi shel Yisrael, b'pikodin, and we're talking about, as the Shulchan Aruch says, we're talking about the pikodin, which wasn't mekabel achrayis, because if you mekabel achrayis, even if a goy's chometz, you have to be mevayoy b'balirom. No, it was not mekabel any achrayis. Another Jew's chometz is lying in the house of another Yid, and it wasn't mekabel achrayis. What does he do with it? Yakbena shohei, keeps it till the fifth hour, because maybe the guy will pick it up. Vim loy bar balov yim kurenu. He should sell it. He can sell it for the guy. Yim kurenu leina yehudi. Vim loy mochiv didn't sell it. And it's too late to sell. Chayav levaagoy. He has to be mevaya the chometz. So the question is, why is he mechuyav to mevaya the chometz? So the Mishnah Berurah brings down this machlekes achrenim. First he starts off this by saying, va'af al gav, sif kotin yodala, duhu eina oiva olov. He's not oiva. Like the Shagasari says, you're not over on another Yid's chametz. Achayim means even another Yid's chametz. Has to be your chametz. Mikol makim tzarich levarei kedei shelo yaver olav hamafgid. The Chol Yisrael, I gave him zeh lazeh. Chol Yisrael, I gave him zeh. You have to worry about another Yid. So in Meila, you don't want the other Yid who owns the chametz to be over. He's over. The mafgid is over. The person who left it by this other Yid, Reuven, left this chametz by Shimon, is going to be over. Chol Yisrael, I gave him zeh lazeh. And you have to worry that he's not going to be over in it, and that's why you get rid of it. But the person who has the chametz in his reshus, right, when we're talking about someone being over chametz, another Yid, doesn't mean if another Yid on the other side of the world has chametz, that you're not over. If it's in your reshus, you're over on another Yid's chametz. That's the machlekes. It's in your reshus. Why do you have to get rid of it? So, Mishnah Berurah brings down Mishnah Nevach and the Magen Avraham, because Kol Yisrael, Avraham is El Azeh, worry about another Yid, he shouldn't be over. But the Mishnah Berurah continues and says, V'dat Hagro. On this halacha, the yesh olav chiyuv min ha'toyre levai, af sha'chomets eino shaloi. The guy learns like the Pnei Yeshua, and like the Toyos Chaim, that even though he doesn't own the chomets, he's over. Because there's no halacha that you have to be the owner of the chomets. Another Yid's chomets as well. Kiv sha'chomets b'beisoi, it's in your house. V'hu shal Yisrael. V'chein da'at ha'tzlach u'beis meyo. So we have here a machlekes, achroinim, if a person is over Balirah on the chometz of another Yid, of the chometz of a guy, chometz of a hekdish and fush in the Gemara, you're not chayiv. Shalachayim kagoy nachi says Rashi. The shayl is if this is just an example, or also you're not over on someone else's chometz. That's what the Shahadashah Gesariah learns. And these achronim are saying no, that you are even chometz of another Yid. There's no din that has to be your chometz. So according to these achronim, Pnei Yeshua. The kasha faces still stands. Faces ask the kasha, why do you need one miut? When it comes to the chiyuv of hafroshes chala, you need two miutim. And over here, you need one miut. The Shagasai's teretz doesn't apply to these achronim. Shagasai's teretz was, it's one din. It has to be your chomet. The mamayat, whatever's not yours. But according to these achronim, you're chayv on the chomet of someone else. And therefore, the miut of Hekdish, the chomets of Hekdish, and the miut of chomets of a goy, is a din mesuyim like by chalot. She should need two miutim. The Tosfos Kasha still stands. Oh. Right. So Avraham is saying, there's one din. Has to be a yid chomets. Why should there be a difference? If, as much as doesn't have to be your chomets, doesn't have to be your chomets. Right? Chomets of a goy is chomets. So this is what we come to explain. What's this gather that shocha means that the chomet which is owned by then another is also over. The chomet over, and therefore you say it'll be one meal. Oh. What shocha? Shocha means lafuke. Without that, shocha means lafuke of goy. And true, obviously, if you're over on another is chomet, shocha doesn't include that. But that's gufa. What's the get in that? I'll be nafkimin legabe hefka. Right. Won't be a good hefka. That'll be the nafkimin. Yeah. So we're going to say two terutzim, and that'll be taka the nafkimin. Right. That's the kasha. That's what we say. Toys kasha is back to this place. Yeah. Yeah. But he's saying there's a gedda, a yeet. A yeet. Right, so the answer is because there is no reason to make a chiluk between Yid's Isa and the Goy's Isa. By Chomets, there is. Hagufa. We're going to explain what this parrot says, a Yid's Chomets. What's the difference? What's the gather? Yid's Chomets is different than someone else's Chomets. Why? Because someone else is being over on it. Oh. So that is, that's the Kasha of Tosis, according to these. Now the Nesivus in his Seif on Hilchas Pesach called Mekoy Chaim asks a kasha on the Pnei Yeshua. He says it's a Mefurish and Mishnah like the Shagas Aryeh that you're not over on another Yitz Chomets. And when we say Shalachayim, you're not over Shalachayim Shalachay Ataroya includes another Yitz Chomets. And he has Shver on the Zachroinim on the Pnei. He brings the Pnei Yeshua on the Teres Chaim. The Mishnah in Daf Mem Vav or Madalef Himsachim discusses if someone made a dough on Yom Tov, he'll have to make a dough on Yom Tov, Lisha's Mutter, and he has to be Mafish Challah, and he also can do. The problem is it's Yom Tov, and the Challah, which he was Mafish, became Tommy. So what does he do with that piece of dough, which was Mafish for Challah? He can't bake it, because you're not allowed to bake if you're not going to eat it, and it's also to eat Challah Tameo. So the right to eat Challah Tameo. So you can't bake it on Yom Tov, that'd be an Issa Bishul on Yom Tov. Because it's only mutter, it's lachem. There's no use for that baking. To leave it, it'll become chometz. So that is what the Mishnah in that member of Madal is discussing. What is the eitzah to do? So the Mishnah starts off with the shita of Rabbi Eliezer who says, "There's an eitzah. Bake everything. Don't be koyu shem challah till after you bake it. So when you bake it, every piece could be has potential that will be for use. In the end, you'll be mafish for challah. That's okay. That's Rabbi Eliezer. The Seira says." No, because you're a shame challah, what are you going to do with the challah? You can't bake it. Challah tameya, put it into cold water. It won't become chametz. Comes along with Yeshua. He says, I don't understand why these tanoim are trying to find answers what to do. Lo yizehu chametz shemuzar and olive v'aliro v'aliyam otzer mafishoso or menichoso ad erev be mafish. What do you have? You have challah tameya which you can't bake. So it's going to become chametz. It's okay. You're not going to be over on chametz. Of challah. Why not? Says Rashi, this is all what the Nesivus and Mekoy Chaim is asking. Why aren't you going to be loyzeu chomish mazor of the challah? The piece of challah is not going to be over balira. Says Rashi, the lav di dehu la'acha shekol of shame. It's not his. V'kara ukrav siv shalcho yateroya v'zeh enoy shalcho. Right? Now this is not a goy's chomish. And this is not a hektish chomer. Hektish means you match it to better kabbayis. Challah is not hektish. Right? And says the Mishnah, Rabbi Yeshua, that this is not chomer you're going to be over on. So this is not chomer of a goy. This is not chomer of hektish. And it says you're not over. And Rashi says clearly, the lav di dehu, the achish chal of shame. Sounds very clear, says in the Mekoy Chaim, that you attack only over, like the Shagatar, you attack only over on Chomet which belongs to you. That's what the Mekoy Chaim asks. However, I didn't finish off the Rashi. The Tzlach speaks out, the Tzlach speaks this all out. Mekoy Chaim just says, but what does Rashi continue? That stop here, Mefush Arai, like the Shagatar, that you're not over on Chomet. Oh, if it's not yours. Now she continues. Forget. It says, Mufurish in Rashi, like the Pnei Yeshua. He says, why aren't you over? because this is not yours. V'loy shel chavercha. Does it belong to another yid? Till you give it to the kohen, takata limota liat kohen. Then come to ask that. Adaram says the tzlach that you see from this Rashi that if it would be liat kohen, you would be over. You are over on chametz of another yid. The reason why you're not over here is because you are not because has yet come liat kohen. Oh, so that's the question. Oh. Because again, let's get clear. If the vat is, that has to be yours, you're not even hefka. If the vat has to be another yeast, would you be over as hefka? Also not. So you're not. So this would be, let's say, like hefka, and you're not over. It's status. But we're saying now, come to the achreinim, I mean, Rabbi Chama speaks this out, that if it's no din, that has to be yours, and you're only potter on chomets of a goy, and chomets of hekdish, on hefka you are. On hefka you are. Yeah, the plain shul. The plain shul speaks this out also. You are oivah on hefka. I said no. Plain shul doesn't speak out hefka. The chometz speaks out. You are chayv on hefka. If it's a din masuyim chometz of hekdish and chometz of adoy, you go even hefka. That's not another yid chometz. Okay, it's not mochach. You could say like you were saying chometz of another yid. So this Rashi seems to be saying it. Oh, that's what we're going to speak about. Mom and shevet. Yeah, and chometz not hefka. True. It's not just, but, oh, that's what we're going to speak out. This way. Oh, so now, so the question now is, why tackle on you over on chometz of a piece of challah, which is in your rishus, which doesn't belong, which hasn't come yet to the koyin, if it's only a din musuyim in chometz shall hekdish and chometz of a goyim? Why over here aren't you over? Why aren't you over? So as we're saying, it's like hefka. Let's say nektiv ben echadam, it's like hefka. But let's say, that the fakad is you will be over on hefka. Oh. So the yisoyed over is chometz, which is owned by another yid. The shayla is where does this thing come from? So there's a gemara in that choptes. There's a machlekes in the gemara. If someone eats chometz of hekdish on Pesach, he has chometz of hekdish and he eats it. Gemara's shayla is if you moil or not moil. If you have enough of hekdish, it's a din meila. To pay, it's a bigger carbon. Are you moil? So it's a machlekes tanoim. So Gemara has a whole bunch of ekimtas. What the machlekes is. So one ekimta is machlekes is if poidim is a kochim lachilim leklavim or not. That's the machlekes. Chometz of hekdish may not be able by the raw. It's also by not. It's also by not. So memela has no value. So if you depoider it, why would you be moil on the pechomas? What use does this have to hekdish? Anything you makdish to hekdish, yeah? You makdish, Gemara says, even an ashbar you moil. Why? Because you can depoider it and I'll use the money. Now you can only depoider something if you have food and you can't use the food. The Gemara's talking about the hema trefa, so there's a locha for a chalti. You can only depoider it if you're going to be, after depoider it, this food can be eaten, consumed by a yid. Machlekes, Eker talks about a goy, but if it's only can be eaten by a kelev, you can't be paid the hekdish, ain't paid the kosher machin of the cloth. So that's the machlekes. This chometz over here of hekdish, you can't be paid to it. If you're going to be paid to it now, you'd have to give it to a kelev. So memela, so therefore you can't be paid to it. That's the machlekes. The man domes is paid to it as a kosher machin of the cloth, so you would be moil. The man domes ain't paid to it as a kosher machin of the cloth, so there's no value to it as a hekdish, so memela, you will not be moil. That's the Gemara's Kimta. So Tosfos asks the kasha. Why you might even hold the impoidim kosher machilim with klavim? Tamer levi, afagav the impoidim, you should be moil because after you burn it, it becomes eifer. You can be paid to it. It's mutar bar not. That's the discussion. Why aren't you moil if you eat on Pesach chometz of hekdish? It does have more value because if you burn it, that eifer will be mutar. Frankly, for Yeshua, if the eifah of chometz is mutar ba no or not, is a machtoyin and machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, as the Torah says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, holds this eifah. Then there's a halacha, the afal mutar. According to the Chachamim, b'chol daba, it's not. Shaila, why? But lemaisa does state in Torah. So the Pnei Yeshua asks, because the Gemara is going like the Chachamim, that you can't be paid the kachim. You know, the eifah of chometz is not. Eifah of chometz is also ba no. So, Mele, what's the Kosis Kasha? So, I found the Shadat Shulas Beis Ephraim. Moyude kechidish. Ephraim Zalmagolis in his tshuva says it has the following ishaila. The din is that a cow which was fattened up was nispatmo with isurei hanor. Right, there's brings that gemara of the zora nispatmo isurei hanor. So the milk, if it's done within 24 hours, the milk is awesome. Because it's isurei hanor, but it dissolves isurei hanor. And maybe it's called having hanor. Ishaila is a behema belonging to a goy. If you can drink the milk on Pesach, the goy was using chometz to fatten up this cow and that produced the milk. So the Tshuva Beis Ephraim says there is no problem. You can use it. Ein kam beis michush. The din is the poiskim write that you have to wait 24 hours after eating yisur anor to be able to drink the milk. He says that's only yisur anor which are also lechol ha'ilu. Aber chometz bePesach, apel gab the osel yisrael b'hanor. It's also to eat af mechometz shelapum k'moishe kotzav harivosh. Ayn doyachayim. The Shulchan Aruch brings down this din. Mikol makom ala akum atzmoi l'shaych isahanor. The goy doesn't have an isahanor. V'iru mishushogi. He's allowed to have an or from it. U'behetu ma'ichel et ha'chometz l'bei moisom. So he was allowed to feed his behemoths with chometz. V'ein b'ze klal mishum nismachu v'isahanor. Af she'ofsa v'yisrael l'chometz mechometz shel akum. Haynu mechometz be'en. Aber benidu d'don she'akum echel l'bei moisom. V'hetu gomu. So it's okay. V'ein can draw the chometz klal. Right? And he brings a raya from Toysus Kasha, that chometz of Hekdish, chometz of a goy, chometz of Hekdish is like chometz of a goy, the Afron would be mutter. So you ask, why is the Afron mutter? Pnei Shuiz Kasha, why is the Afron mutter? If you hold Shvisa Bechol Dobel, Afron is not mutter. So he says, you see from here, that even though chometz of Hekdish and chometz of a goy is also Ba'anah, but the Afron would be mutter. So just like the Afron is mutter, Huadin, what's the milk? The milk is not chometz. What's that? Yeah. Right. It's good when it's still hekdesh. And Huadin chometz of a goy, even though we pass in chometz of yid, Afron would be also. If you don't hold the sreifa, the chachomim, but of a goy and of hekdesh would be mutter. The Afron. So the male of Huadin, nispatmo. And now you're using the milk which was produced, it's called shvach, of the Surah Anor, is also mutter. So what's the thing over here? So the Chayla, I saw that Rabbi Yomim Palaz Mazba in this way, that it's cholov the issa of chometz. That means we're talking about only chometz of a goy. But what of course you're not allowed to eat chometz, must not allow from chometz of a goy. Even the issa hanor of chometz of a goy, it's a ramah. Tof mem gemu si falov chomes v'sheishos l'may l'ofse v'ano afilu chem tzvi shel ein yehudi ofse l'homis mimen. And the Mekoy is Chuvas HaRivosh. So we say Simon Yudches and Simon Tof. Yeah, and the Shoyel in the Rivosh wanted to hold the chomets of the guy's mutter v'ano. And the Rivosh, a long Chuvas to bring rise that chomets of the guy's ofse v'ano. Why should it be different than Yitz chomets v'ano? So you see from here that there's the din of a goy's chometz and the din of a yid's chometz is cholok b'yisoyim. A yid's chometz, your own chometz, another yid's chometz, is b'chefza isa hano. B'chefza isa hano. The etzim zach is osa ba'ano. And therefore, the afron is osa. Because when the etzim chefza is osa, so the afron, even though now it's not, it's only eifa, but the issa continues because it's bechetzos. Masha'enkein chometz of a goy is only an issa gav. So it's a chetzos. Chometz of a goy is not an issa. It's not the etzim intrinsically osa banor. It's an issa gav to have an offer. So when it's an issa chetzos, then afron is osa. It's bechetzos is osa. The only reason why the slof would become mutter because that's a mitzvosa. But if it's only an issa gavra, it's issa on you not to have a nor from chometz. The etzim is not osa banor. So then, once it's not chometz anymore, it becomes mutter.
It's a good svara. And the spatma is the same thing. The spatma is if it's the etzem chetz of hano, and you now derived hano from that, and you have shvach of the hema, and now it's produced a meal from it, then it's also. But if it's only yisra gavra, says the base of farim, now it's not chometz. So what do you want? Because it's derived from yisra hano, so that's only it's an yisra chetz. It's only an yisra gavra. So that's the explanation of this place of farim. The fee there we see that the ikaron is in a nafkemin, intrinsically nafkemin between chometz of a goy and chometz of another yid. If a chometz of a yid, is be'etzem a dova osa. So it's a no, it's be'etzem a dova osa. It's a chetzer. Masha in chometz of a goy. A chometz of a hekdish, what we're saying now, is different. It's a gabler. It's a gabler. You mustn't have an off from it. So the fee's there. This is how we can explain the din of shalchoya teroya, but teroya shalchem shalgavoya. According to those achrayim who learn that there's no din that chometz has to be yours, but it does have to be another yid's chometz. Like you said, but what's the chil? What's the another yid's chometz? Not a goy's chometz, not hekdish's chometz. So that's the pshat. A yid chometz, it's a different type of chometz. Yid chometz is the etzem osa. Because it belongs to a yid, the etzem is osa. It's a chetzer. And therefore, on that, the Torah is saying, that's the gedor of the drosha. Shachaya toroya, and what in another yid, that type of chometz. Of a chometz shel achayim, a goy, a chometz shel goy, or shel hekdish, that's not an itza. No, I'm saying even when it's banned. Yeah. This is goof for the pshat in the meat. Yeah, this is the gedder. This is right. It could be all these halachas or goof learned out from this meat. Chometz of another yid and chometz of not a yid. Because chometz of a yid is the chapter of us. Yeah. I mean, you can say that's good for the chiddush of this pasuk. When the Torah says chometz of a yid is Ya'ibe Bal Yirah, and not chometz of a goy, or chometz of a hekdish, why are you machalot? Because that's what the Torah is telling you. It's a chapter, the chometz of another yid is the chapter of us. Chometz of hekdish, chometz of a goy is only yisra gavra, and therefore you're not over bali ra. Therefore you're not over bali ra, bali matz on it. That's the chiluk. There's no halacha that has to be your chometz. Has to be chometz of a yid. What's this chadash over here? What's the bar of chometz of a yid? What's chometz of a yid different than chometz of a goy? Chometz. The chiluk is this day. Like we see the chiluk of Afron Mutter. And the spatma is mutter. And we explained it that pshat is because by a yid chometz, it's the etzem, it's a chetzer, those chometz only is the gavra, you're not over, but you're not, but you must on that type of chometz. It's a different type of chometz, and the chetzer of chometz. So, like this by Hefka. By chometz of Hefka, like this, yeah. If the miyut is, because it's owned by a guy, no, maybe taka is not yid, yeah, it's not a yid chometz. So yid chometz gives it this din, it's a chetzer. Yeah, that's the phrase we make out of. Shalcha, chometz of a yid, it's a chetzer. What? No, but chala, that's not the gedder. But let's get back to that now. So the fee's there, let's just also say now, the fee's there, the makoy chayim. Oh, now the Rashi in that, the case in Chala, oh. Yeah, so that's the Pshah, by Chala, what are you asking? You're asking, why aren't you over? Oh, very good. Yeah, so Taki Rashi says, when it gets to the Adkot, you would be over, then it becomes Chometz of Yibo. What about in between? Oh. So the thing is, that this Chala, what's the Bailam of this Chala? It's Mom and Shein Lotoyim. Now, Mom and Shein Toivim, the Chavaz Da says, in Simon Kuf Samach, Mom and Shein doesn't mean that it really belongs to someone, we just don't know who it is. That's not pshat. It says the fact that the person would be zoichin something to one of 10 people. Whoever I'm going to go and decide to give it to, avada, that's not for mamish in the toivim. And avada, it belongs to someone. We just don't know who it is. Mamon shevet is not mamish in the toivim. We don't know who it is. The etzem doesn't belong to anyone. He said, because if it did belong to some coin, whoever eventually is going to get it, so avada, it would be mamish in the toivim. You write to Hasha, all the coin can write to give permission for one koyin to represent them all to get it for them. It doesn't belong to anyone. In fact, it doesn't belong to anyone. Momon shevet does not belong to anyone. It belongs to the shevet, but it's not considered a bayim of a yid owns it. And the fee there, that's the pshat over here. That's why it's takin over, because it's not shalchav. Shalchzeni shalchav, but loy shalchavir. It doesn't belong to anyone. It's not chomis of a yid. It's like chomis of a hegdish. It's like chomis of a yid. That makes it, it's a chatzon, that makes you over by the law. Right? A chatzon imodel, he has koyin. That's what Rashi's saying. That doesn't belong to anyone. So the fee there, also for Emford, back to Tosis Kasha. Tosis Kasha was, that why do you need two miyutim? Over here, you don't only need one miyut, they need two miyutim. There it says, it's one miyut. Shulcha, you have to go, yeah, we learn. If you learn it, so then like the Shagas Ayah, you don't need one miyut. Shulcha, has to be yours, you're not having anyone else's chomet. No, you are having someone else's chomet. You're chayiv on shulcha, and yitz chomet. One miyut, yitz chomet, chomet, which is the chapsa of asa, that you're everybody wrong. But the chomets of Hekdish, where there's no bayim of a yid, the chomets of a goy, but the goy's chomets, right, in this case of Mom and Shevet as well, that's the miut. The miut is one miut. The chomets of a yid, you're even not chomets of doesn't belong to a yid. Because it's a different type of chomets. It's an other type of chomets. It's always the same. Let that, why not? That's good for dashing. When the Torah dashes this posuk, that's what the Torah is saying. Okay, so that's good for the drasha. Anachanami. That's good for the drasha. This all day, what we're saying, that it's not, but it's only it's the Gabriel, and there's a Saturday, it's Mutabana, and the Spatmalef was also attacking this because of the Mikoyf this drasha. Anachanami. Mikoyf this drasha. Oh. That's one mahalach. Another mahalach I'd like to very gishmak about from Binyam and Pala, and he says like this. He says again, we have these from the Yeshua, and these achroim who say that yichachai mechomet she'ein shaloi for another yid. So why do you need two miyutim? So he wants to be mechadash gevalta gechidish. He says not true. Everyone learns your only oivon chomet which belongs to you. Chomet in your rishus only which belongs to you. What's that? Your oivon on someone else's chomet, not yours. She says, the Makoy Chaim asks the Kasha. Gebalti Yakashi asks, he asks, I'm the Pnei Yeshua who says that you're not Oiva, you are Oiva, even if it's not your Chomet. Why do you need the famous Gemara that Toyo Asan Shnei Devom, Eina Beshusha Shel Adam? Which means, there's Rashi Eina Beshusha Eina Shel Oiva, Asan Akosov, Ki Ilu Hui Bushusha. Makes it yours. Why do you need it to be yours? Why do you have to make it yours? If you're Oiva, if Ruben's Oiva on Shimon's Chomet, why didn't Asan Akosov, Ki Ilu Bushusha? There's no din has to be yours. And you're over. Yeah. Right. Let's say Hefka would be Chayiv. Yeah. If it's Hefka, right. If it's Hefka, then Shat is what? Why did also Kosa appear to be Shusa? Because not for that, it'll be Hefka. It's always Hefka. It's like always Hefka. Without the Zerza Kosa. So in the Chanan, he's going to Hefka, it's like you'd be over. Chomas Hefka, you'd be over. Like a Chomas said, you'd be Chayiv on Hefka. Yeah, you'd be Chayiv on Hefka. So wait, why didn't Osna Kosov Kili Bishusim? Why didn't Osna Kosov Kili Bishusim? You call I'm over on your chomus as well, so why doesn't it be Kili Bishusim, which means Shaloi? You mean chomus is in your rishus? Yeah, that's not, no, Rashi doesn't learn like that. Yeah, Rashi, I'm going to Rashi. Rashi says that Avob on the base, Shnei Azvom, Osna Kosov Kili Bishusim, Kaloi Meshaloi. Not yours. That's the problem. It's not yours. It's your Anor. You're not the Bailim of your Chomas because it's Osav Anor. It's your Anor. It has no Bailim. Why do you need that halacha? True. And it, no, Rashi learns that Surah Anor is in your Rishus. It's not Shaloi. The Arsam of Sayyid brings down. What do you mean? It's in your Rishus. To make it yours, to make it yours, to make it Shaloi. Rashi learns, the lab is Shusoi, Eino Shaloi.
Surah which is in your house, the Torah has to put it in your rishos. Right. Not both. If it's true that there's no meat and chomets which is not yours, you're over, why didn't also cause a gilu bishusa? Why is it worse than heaven? Like the Rav spoke out, why is it worse than heaven? There's others learning Rashi, and these are chayin and hefka yoiva. Yeah. If so, chomet was in your rishos, you're over, it's not a gossip, yeah. That's a mo, it's not meant. Makoy chayim's kasha, it's Eva's kasha. If you hold that you're over on chomet sheni shaloi, right, those are speaking out, that about the story of Hefka, you'd also be Chayim. Right, so when you also cause a kilu bishusay, you're even Chayim, or someone else's Chomets. So Miyam Pala wants to tie in the Hagufa. The reason why you're even someone else's Chomets is because also cause a kilu bishusay. But Etzim Shulcha, you're not even someone else's Chomets. Why are you even someone else's Chomets? Because it's exerus that cause by Chomets. The Osna Kosu Kili Bishusay. Just like your own Chomets is not really yours, and Osna Kosu Kili Bishusay made it into yours, and someone else's Chomets is also like that. As long as it's in your Rishus, there's Osna Kosu Kili Bishusay. It's not a seal to the din. But again, that's Mikoyach the Halacha of Osna Kosu Kili Bishusay. That is the reason why you are oiv on someone else's Chomets. Because even your own Chomets is not really yours. It's not yours. There's no difference in your Chomets or someone else's Chomets. Because it's Surah No. Surah No is Eni Shaloi. There is that kosov, ki'ilu bishusay, ki'ilu tshu. That's why go for your oiva on chametz of another yid, because also kosov ki'ilu bishusay. So he says, that's all good if there's an osan hakosov on this chametz. That means if it's another yid's chametz, and the osan hakosov ki'ilu bishusay, so who has in if I have that chametz in my rishus, I'm also going to be oiva on it. The chametz of a goy, there's no osan hakosov ki'ilu bishusay, it's not for the goy. If it is for the goy, it's mutavano. It's this chomet has a bailin, the goy. So there's no osna kosa gilu bishusa in the real bailin. So there's no osna kosa gilu tap of someone else. Chomet, which the Torah was osna kosa gilu bishusa, your chomet, the Torah puts into your rishus, so mel, who if it's in my rishus, it becomes mine. The chomet where there's no aloch of osna kosa gilu bishusa, like chomet of the goy, not osna kosa gilu bishusa. The goy owns chomet, goy can own chomet, and it is. There's no osna kosa gilu bishusa. And so that's the meal. And same thing with hekdish. Hekdish also. There's no osna kosa kili bishus hekdish. No one's over on the is of hekdish, right? Because the din of osna kosa kili bishus, the vote of surah no initially means because the Torah is maskiya the momentous of surah no. Not momentous, but by hekdish, you're not maskiya the hekdish because of surah no. You're not maskiya the surah no. So maybe there's no osna kosa kili bishus. So memela, that's good. That's the meal. Shochaya teraya. Means you have to be your chomets. I'm over someone else's chomets, osna kosov kili bishusay. If your chomets is put in your rishus, why shouldn't I be over? What's the chilek, the real bailim or the other bailim? But the chomets of a goy, that's the mute. Mashin chomets of a goy, and chomets of Agdish, there is no osna kosov kili bishusay. Memela, you would be over, you're not over on it. And Memela, be there, hefka as well. Hefka, you would be over. What? There's no din that's not osna. What be hefka the fees there? There's also not kosov kili bishusay. So chesav isay ano. Yeah, you can't have the din of isur ano of inishaloi the hekdish, because you can't be mafkir the momentous of hekdish because of this din. So just because it's also about no, that's the ein of bishusay. Right, and for hekdish, even though it is also about no. But nevertheless, it's a different vort. The vort is that the din of Surah No'a Inu Shaloi is mafkiya the momentous. It's not just because it's also about No'a. It's because it's mafkiya the momentous. The din is Surah No'a is mafkiya the momentous. You can't do that by hektish. It can't be mafkiya the momentous hektish because of Surah No'a. It can be mafkiya the momentous of a hedjit. Some person is momentous. And hektish is no din. Or we could say also the water before, that well, like we used the water before, so it's not a chef service. But upon him, that's where he wants to tie it. So Meiloi Bezoi, it's one meal, Shechoyat Eloi, you only have even chomets which belongs to you. Shechoyat Eloi, your chomets. Yeah? I someone else's chometz, that's your chometz. Of hekdesh and goy, that's not your chometz. So memela, that is not often a constant condition, so that's why you're not oil. That's why you only need one meal. Okay. That's my bottom. Okay. Time slow. Can I just say a quick word? So on my brother, the Chasm Sofer brings down a Maisa Rekeach. Very interesting Maisa Rekeach. Maisa Rekeach says that there's an interesting thing by Pesach, which you don't have the other Yom Tovim, that the Yom Tov starts before night. The Issa of eating Chomet, the Issa of having Chomet, the Issa of eating Chomet starts already with the Raisa from Chatzoi 6 hours before. And with the Rabbanon, another hour. So he says, Abadah, Pichat, is the common Pesach, that's what the Issa is. But the Maitre, the Issa, Poshut Chat, the Issa already starts earlier. He says, Abadah, there's Abadah, Pichat, there's Poshut, but he said, there's also mocking for Drush and Remez to explain it. So he says, in Medrash says, that each one of the Sholish Shogonim is connected one of the others. Pesach Neged Avram, Shavuos Neged Yitzchak, and Sukkos Neged Yaakov Avinu. And Pesach is connected to Avram. So he says like this, Avram, this is what Maaseh Rekeach says, Avram Avinu lived for 175 years. So Memela, connected the 175 years of Avram, which were Kulon Shovin the Toiva, we don't eat chametz. So 7 days is 168 hours. 160, we don't know. So I said days. 175 hours we don't eat chametz. Keneged, the years of Avraham Avinu. 24 times 7 is 168. Add another 6 hours is 174. And a chazal, add another hour. Keneged, 175 years of Avraham, we don't eat chametz for 175 hours. That's what you say to my sukkah. That's what everybody brings it down. Right, sounds a funny word. What's the shaykhs? Keneged Avraham Avinu lot to eat chametz. What's the chat? Avraham Avinu, so we know that chametz is mesam on the Yetzer Hara. So, if we're making a zeicher for Avraham, because Pesach is keneged Avraham, mechoyim shav shaykhs to chesed. Avraham is amoyda chesed. Kitna mesayakir chesed l'Avraham. So maybe we should do something for bar chesed. What shaykhs as chomet, not eating chomet, have to do with Avraham Avinu's life of 175 years that we don't eat chomet keneged those years? So, the pshat is, we look at the midos of chesed of Avraham Avinu, being that he did chesed, he went to war to go and save his nephew, full of the life of chesed. But it's much deeper than that. Avraham Avinu looked at the whole world as midos of chesed. Not just he just did chesed. Avraham Avinu, every minute of his life, he saw chesed. Everything from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is chesed. That's how he managed to achieve the essence of Shoyness, how he managed to overcome that. Meaning, like it says, Lo Yehiru Acha Midoisai. Yeah. He's told to go to Eretz Yisrael, and then his wife's taken away by Paroi, and each song, one after another, and he can't find that when she was dying, he can't find even a piece of land to bury her. All the mischievous, huge mischievous ahead. How did Avraham Avinu overcome them? Because he looked at everything from a Kodesh Baruch Hu's chesed. Everything is chesed. Everything I have is all chesed. So what? So I'm having tzoris now. It's not, it's all chesed. Anything, the little bit I have is also chesed from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So Meile Loyarech Medoisai. Where does that come from? Which midah of Avraham Avinu does it come from? That he can look at everything, and everything is chesed. That I don't deserve anything more, and anything good I have is from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, is a chesed, and even if it's tzoris, but it's all chesed because I'm a geli. That comes from the midah of Anova. Anoichi Ofo Ve'ifa, says Avraham Avinu. Ofo Ve'ifa, the person is an Anov, so what does he think? La Magia Klum. I deserve anything more. I can see, I can stand, I can talk, I got up in the morning, I can do anything. Yeah? So I have sorrows. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu owes me more than that. So we made the Midas Anov of HaKadosh, of Avraham Avinu, that was going to him, that he had this Midas HaChesed, that everything he has, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is all chesed. So Memela,
the things he was not Shabbos, he never had, like it says, he died, Zokim, Soviyam, all his days were good. All his days were Toiva. Yeah, he had such difficulties and challenges and that. Yeah, it's all the Toiva. Why? What's the problem? Because Hashem put me into a matzah. I don't deserve anything more. So Mamela, that way he can accept everything from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's how Avraham Avinu achieved this Madrega. Who is a Navi, achieved this Moedet Madrega, that everything is chesed, looks at everything as the cup, you know, half full. Because everything, lo magia li yotet, don't deserve anything more. A person who's about Gaiva, as a person who's about Gaiva, so he has problems. Everything is certainly a thing. Why has this happened to me? What's the Kodesh Baruch Hu doing this to me? He owes me, I should get more for. Why is the Kodesh Baruch Hu making me sorrow? So it comes from Gaiva. If a person is on off and knows he's nothing, this is the Madrega of Anoich Alpha Beifa, then he can reach his high Madrega to realize that anything he has from a Kodesh Baruch Hu is all chesed. There's not something as difficulties. However, Kodesh Baruch has his chishvoinus, but it's not a tzara. I just heard yesterday, someone told me of a story. There was this woman, she had six sons. And Nebuch, from three of them, Baruch Hashem, they went in the right path, and she had a lot of nachas from them. Three of her sons went off the derech, Nebuch, totally off the derech, terrible agvas nefesh, from three other sons. She went to an Adam Godel, and she said to him, I don't understand. Why Kodesh Baruch Hu did this to me? He said, I'd be happy with three children. I didn't ask for six sons. I'd be happy with three sons. And I would have had matters from all my sons. Why did the Kodesh Baruch Hu have to give me this extra thing? I asked for six children. Right? So maybe I would have had only matters. So the Adam God was told to her, Shaita. That's what he said to her, Shaita. You don't understand what's going on. HaKodesh Baruch Hu in Shemayim says, he who said your job in this world is to have three children, and we're not going to go by the Derech HaTorah. You have to be soivanit. That's a challenge for you, how to deal with it. That's why Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted to send this woman into the world to have three children who all are going by the Derech HaTorah. There was a Malach of Rachamim said to Kodesh Baruch Hu, have rachmonis on her. Yeah, only agmas nefes, give her some nachas. So Kodesh Baruch Hu says the same thing. I'll give her three children to have nachas. That's what Adam Kabbalah said to her. So, this is how we have to look at everything, yeah? But you don't know the cheshbonis, anything which is good, no magiyali, like this woman, that this Adam Kabbalah was saying, no magiyali, and that middle comes from a novel. They don't realize, they don't deserve anything more than that. Anything that happens from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So, the Meir Chomet is, resembles guidance. It's blown up. It's garnished. It's nothing slow, and it's blown up. So that's the Chomet, it's guidance. So we eat matzah, for these days to instill in us that we should have the middle of a novel connected of Avraham Avinu 175 hours to be connected Avraham Avinu to have the novel to get us middle of a novel that we should be able to have a novel and accept everything from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, or the fact should be Zoicha, that everyone should have called to Zoicha to the Binyabais Bimheira, Bias Gurt Mashiach.